Now, here the famous account of Jesus basically founding his church on Peter, the rock, as we heard, really an important passage for us to be mindful about, especially when we're sharing our faith with our separated brethren, the Protestants. Really important for us really to understand this scripture verse and really share that with them in the proper sense. Jesus here is, again, founding his church on Peter. And if you read carefully, it's like Jesus wants them to acknowledge that. It's just like, acknowledge him, and then he founds his church. So first, he wants them to acknowledge it. He says, who do people say that I am? And they say, John the Baptist, Elijah, others, one of the prophets. But then Jesus says, who do you say that I am? Peter says, you are the Christ. Of course, he was inspired by the Father, as Jesus tells us. And then Jesus goes in and says, on Peter, Peter. It's interesting, he says, Simon, son of Jonah. So Peter, his name is Simon, but then Jesus adds it or changes it to Peter or Petra or rock. And on this rock, Peter, on you, Peter, I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. In other words, Jesus is going to be with his church. Of course, that's in the Holy Spirit. And, it's going to be around. It's going to stay. It's not going to fall apart. It's one of the things about any other human institution. The church isn't a human institution. It's divine, ultimately. But any other institution that has human beings running it usually falls apart, after so many years. But the church has been around for at least 2,000 years and will be around forever. And in the church, again, is the mystical body of Christ, Christ being its head, head of the church, members of the mystical body. And then Jesus gives Peter the keys to the kingdom. So there is one passage where Jesus is tying the kingdom to the church. Jesus, at the very beginning of his public ministry in Mark's Gospel, says, repent and believe. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So this is one of the reasons Jesus came to the earth, was to found a church. Jesus lived 33 years, and he needed his work that he was doing to continue. So you kind of wonder, hey, he was only in public ministry for 3 years. Why didn't he do it longer? Well, if he's going to found a church and it's going to continue his work, does it matter how many years he's in public ministry? The fact is he came and founded that church. And of course, the apostles are the first bishops. So that the church then continues his saving work. So it's the Catholic Church. There's one true church. Yeah. The Catholic Church. So that in that church continues Jesus' saving work, especially the powerfully in the sacraments. The Eucharist is certainly the source and summit of our Catholic faith. So it really is sad, that we have so many denominations, of Christian denominations, that are not part of the one true church. Of course, we want to be part of that one true church. I looked up online, it's just like how many different denominations there are. And it's like 45,000 different denominations. And you think about that, it's just like, why are there so many? Well, it's because people, they don't like a certain aspect of the church, a belief or whatever, and so they say, well, we're going to go found our own. Well, that's not good. It creates division, confusion. So it really isn't a good situation. And so part of it's like, we have to say, one church is not as good as another. If we reject the church of Christ, we are rejecting him, whether people know that or not. It's kind of like, this is what Jesus did. He came and founded it and said, I will be with you. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will be with you. On faith and morals, the Catholic Church has not changed in any of her teachings. If you find one that has, then whoever is saying that it's changed is basically heretic. Maybe they don't know it. But the church and faith and morals has not changed any of her teachings. Okay? There may be nuances, but she hasn't changed. So again, if Jesus founded this, and we say, well, if someone says, well, I think I know better, and we're going to do this, you're rejecting the church, but you're also rejecting Christ, whether you know it or not. So this is something really for us, to be aware of. So it really is sad, because certainly there's confusion and not unity. But then one of the angles is our Protestant brethren, they don't have the true presence in the Eucharist. Now, this is one of the things about Catholics. We have a number of Catholics that don't even believe that we have the true presence in the Eucharist. Well, we really do. Remember, Jesus in John 6 says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. Well, there's got to be a way for us to do that. And Jesus, of course, at the Last Supper gave us that way. And so it's the Catholic Church that then continues that. And if someone breaks away, they don't have authority to consecrate the Eucharist. I've been given authority through my bishop, who got it through his bishop, who got it all the way back to St. Peter. If they don't have that, they're not really receiving the Eucharist. They aren't receiving the Eucharist. And so it's sad, because in the Eucharist, we get strengthened by the Lord. And not have that strength, it's just sad. Also, the other angle is the Holy Spirit's with the church, so the Holy Spirit gives guidance on the interpretation of Scripture, which is important, because you can skew Scripture and get it wrong. So this is a thing, and it's sad, because they're missing out the opportunity. If Jesus came and founded a church to save us, to help save us, we want to be part of that. So it's sad, and, certainly someone can be saved who's outside the Catholic Church. God is merciful, but he's also just. God knows what's in their hearts. So if someone comes and tells, someone who's not Catholic or separated or whatnot, that, hey, be part of this church, and this happens, and Jesus came, and this and that and that. If the person rejects that, God's the judge ultimately. And so again, one church isn't as good as another, and God judges. So it's like, hey, if you're not part of the Catholic Church, you're risking your salvation. Now, again, God is the judge. But, it's just like, hey, you're risking, that Jesus came and founded this church, and if you're not part of it, you're kind of rejecting him. There's one passage in Scripture that really is, it kind of maybe touches on this in a certain sense. Jesus was asked by someone, will many be saved? Jesus responds, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will try but fail. And then he says, people will come and they will say, Lord, we ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets. And Jesus says in reply, I don't know you. Depart from me, you evildoers. That's some strong words. God is merciful, but also he's just. If people reject him, God knows that. That's not good. One of the things, too, is Moses. Moses in the Old Testament, God had told him to tap, to instruct water to come from the rock, and Moses tapped it twice. God didn't tell him to do that. And as a result of that, it's like, that's not a big deal. But as a result of that, Moses was not allowed to enter into the promised land. It's like, wow. Yeah, God is merciful, but he's also just. If people choose to go against him, he knows that. There's consequences. So this is something, certainly we want to be part of the one true church, the Catholic Church. And we want to pray for one another, encourage one another, and be witnesses of that faith ourselves, right? It's like, we don't want to be hypocritical. But then also encourage our separated Protestant brethren, and really share with them the faith. It's just like, this is one of the important things about us knowing our faith. We can share this passage. It's like, hey, Jesus did come and found a church on Peter. And Peter was the first pope. And we have a pope still today. We can see it, Pope Francis. And on faith and morals, the church has not wavered. These are signs that really the Holy Spirit's been with the Catholic Church. And to defend that and really to share that, really to be encouraging of one another and our Protestant brethren to come to the one true church, the Catholic Church.